well, they got their victory last week, but it may be like the dog that caught the pickup truck. What next?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Because of my recording schedule last week, I never could really comment on what happened late Thursday afternoon in the Trump trial in New York City. Program for Thursday and Friday were completed just before about 4:30 in the afternoon. So there was no way for me to comment until today. I'm not going to say much about it. There's no need to. I know that most of you have pretty well made your minds up and you know the score. But I'm going to, let's say, add a few things to consider. They have done it. The plans laid out in 2022 have finally come to fruition a little over 2 years later. No matter what party you belong to, and I know I've got some listeners to this program that do not agree with me. They just enjoy listening to ridicule me. And I really don't care. But I'm going to say a few things. Number one, is Donald Trump some kind of a saintly figure, a godlike individual with perfect moral thinking and capabilities? No. But he's a lot better than the alternative. That much I think anybody can agree to. And I remind people, when you're voting for a president, you're not voting for the head pastor of a church. It's a little different criteria here. And really what I want to talk about today is not this trial, but I'm just going to add a few thoughts. They got what they wanted. They got the conviction that we told you they would probably get. They would get a guilty conviction. And, you know, it didn't surprise me at all 34 counts. Not when you look at the jury makeup, what they got, how many of Donald Trump's constitutional rights, Fourth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, I think Seventh and others, were violated in that court. In other words, the judge was doing the job of the prosecution and shutting down any defense. I mean, the prosecution had 20-something witnesses. The defense was going to have more, but they told they couldn't have them. And to this day, I still don't know what the crime is. Alvin Bragg, who I nicknamed Alvin Braggadocious, concocted this screwy idea of a crime, knowing he could pull it off in New York. He's a Soros-funded, just, how do I put it? He's worth a lot of money because he was chosen to be a stooge for the left, to do their dirty bidding whenever needed. Plus, they wanted to destroy Manhattan, so they put him in as the DA of Manhattan. That's why real crimes, like people being assaulted, robbed at gunpoint, being severely injured, never go prosecuted, because he's too busy chasing political ambitions. There's no need to chase crime when you're doing politics. It's all politics for these people. Alvin Bragg is a multimillionaire. How did he get there? Because the deep state decided they were going to anoint him as one of theirs. And the Soros people loved him. And so evil companies like Google were paying him $10,000 per hour for his legal expertise. If you believe that, I've got a bridge that connects Manhattan to Brooklyn for sale for $1.98. He did his job. The judge, who should have recused himself, very conflicted, doing the work of the prosecution, breaking every ethical rule of a court, they got the verdict that they desired and they knew they could get. Now what? They may be beginning to have buyer's remorse before this is over. And understand, Donald Trump was really never the target. And you may not really understand what I'm meaning. You and I are. Those that are conservatives, those that hold to a biblical worldview, those that do not believe in transgenderism, those that think this month of June should not be set aside for celebrating homosexuality for, you know, the entire month. This is sick. They're coming after us. If you're pro-life, if you believe that children should be allowed to be children and not sexualized or have their bodies butchered by these evil, satanically inspired, demonically possessed individuals parading as educators and doctors that think that somebody at age 4 or 5 needs to have their body altered because they're in the wrong body. These are demon-possessed people, and we're going to talk more about that today than the Trump trial, because there's really no need to. You and I are the target. And like other attempts in the past to intimidate people into submission, it only is awakening people. You know, the night of the verdict, I'm thinking, how many times has somebody tried to scare the American people into submission? Let me give you an example, and I think others have come to the same conclusion as I am. Let's go back to December 7th, 1941. Pearl Harbor attacked. Now, you and I could discuss, did we know about it? Did the deep state then understand that they really want to get into war as a way to get into the war in Europe? You know, that's another discussion for another day. But when Pearl Harbor was attacked, Americans who had prior, you know, during the 1940 election, the idea of getting into Europe or any kind of a war, Franklin Delano Roosevelt said he would never get us into a war. Had he said he wanted to get into the European war, those that had already learned their lesson the hard way with World War I didn't want any part of it. We didn't want foreign entanglements, yet there was a deep state that did. So FDR wins election, his third term, promising not to get into war. But after the attack on Pearl Harbor, people like my father, the day my father turned 17, which was in March of 1942, he went down to his local recruiter and joined the United States Marines. That simple. Men lined up to defend this nation. And I really believe what they have done in this conviction. They're about to reap their own whirlwind, to quote the words of Chucky Schumer, who said, Gorsuch, you're going to reap the whirlwind because of your stance against the Martian. No, that's a Moloch worshiper. I'm sorry. And if you're new to this radio program, by the way, we are now on a network called Conviction Radio. A lot of hard-hitting and pretty edgy material here, but stuff you need to hear. And if you're new to this program, I talk somewhat about the news, but I also talk in light of God's word. And I don't pull any punches. I'm not trying to be a mealy-mouthed little preacher talking about, you know, the niceties of the faith. No, I talk about the faith, and the faith sometimes gets down and dirty in the road. It has to. It's where we live. And we must declare sin, and we must preach against it, speak against it, and fight against it, or we are just a part of it. Now remember, the deep state, and I never really would have believed in one 20 years ago. I didn't want to believe it, but there's no doubt in my mind, it's been around for about 75 or 80 years or better. Maybe even longer. The deep state, the progressive left, those that are serving some pretty evil causes, pretty evil pagan causes, and if you're new to the program, you're about to find out what I mean by that. Some really pagan demonic causes. They can try to rig the election like they did, I firmly believe, in 2020 to elect a chosen slate. They tried a couple of phony impeachments back in, you know, during Trump's first term. They can provoke a major war. They can even bring on, oh, who knows, bird flu, whatever, to create an environment where they can have control again. And if we get ourselves into a war because of what is occurring today in Ukraine with our government allowing U.S. weapons to be fired into Russia? Do you think that that's not going to go unanswered at some point? Are we willing to get ourselves into what is called MAD, mutually assured destruction, for politics? But then again, demons, when they possess people, these people become delusional. And they can't see the truth. The truth is not in them. And as the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, they believe the lie unto their own damnation. They've tried impeachment. They've tried to take him off the ballot. They've been trying this lawfare. I think of, and I'm not going to get, like I say, I don't really need to, you know most of this. But if you don't, the documents case is a bunch of nonsense, and I'll give you something you may not know. At the end of any presidential term that I can remember, and I'm up there in age, I don't care if it's Jimmy Carter, I don't care if it's Ronald Reagan, I don't care if it was Lyndon Johnson, it doesn't matter. At the end of the term, the United States government packs up all the documents and stuff from the White House and sends all of these documents from the presidency. They would lease a building near where the president was going to retire. And this included Truman. I mean, it goes way back, even before my time. And there, the archivists that need to decide what things are personal, what the president can keep, what the government needs to secure, they had a neutral ground where they worked together. When President Obama left, they found a place near his so-called residence in Chicago. They rented a shopping center and secured it. And that's where these archivists now live and work, to deal with all the material from the 8 years of Obama. The same with George W. Bush in Texas. The same with Bill Clinton and all the others. With one notable exception, at the end of the Trump term, they packed up all the documents and shipped them down to Mar-a-Lago and put him at Trump's house. They set him up for this. There was, and it was his problem now to secure this stuff. This was a setup from day one. They've been planning to destroy him since they couldn't destroy him during his first term. They knew that they got him in the election, and I know that they stole it. I don't care. You can argue with me all day long. I've seen enough to know that that election was absolutely a farce in 2020. And they were afraid he might try to run again. And so they've been planning carefully all of what they are doing right now. But they're like the dog that caught the pickup truck. They got their conviction. Fannie Willis could theoretically get her conviction too, though I doubt it. I think the cat is out of the bag, and I'm beginning to think that even some of those in the Democrat side, I can see people like James Carville telling everybody, you know, okay, enough's enough. You got to stop this. You just raised more money in a matter of hours for the Trump campaign than we could ever envision. You have created more supporters. People that were rhinos that would never vote for Trump are now saying, you know something? I've changed my mind. I'm voting for the man. Many Democrats are now sick of their party, and they're realizing that they're just being played as fools. Even people in the minorities, that belong to minority groups, are starting to question all of this. They could accept the reality and surrender, I'm saying the Democrats, the left, to an inevitable transfer of power. But they're not going to do it. The elite have no inclination to relinquish their power and their positions. They will do anything that they can, and they will fight all the way to the end. We are living in a very precarious time. I don't know how to tell you that I worry. They've tried everything they can do. Going back to when he was in office, the Russian collusion delusion that never was, and the lies that were told by congressmen, by senators, by news media that said they'd seen things they never saw. They all were in it together. like a band of thieves. And they lied, and they don't care. They have no remorse. Never did, never will. This trial in New York proves that the United States is now a worthless, degenerate banana republic. At least the city of New York is, in much of the country. And it's getting worse by every day. Hopefully there's enough people that vote left. Because the only thing, listen to me carefully on this, because I'm about to complete what I need to say on this. The only thing that we can hope for at this place is we get a little bit of a respite, a little bit of a break, a little bit of a reprieve before things thoroughly descend into the pits of hell in the United States. This story about Donald Trump makes the big headlines, but it's the smallest story out there about the decline of the United States and how it is cruising for a bruising with God's judgment. And that day is inevitable and cannot be stopped. We have cursed God, we have mocked God, and God will not be mocked. The day is coming, and it's coming fast. We may get a reprieve, but then again, as I warned 4 years ago, don't think that everything is in the bag and everything's going to be fine for a second Trump term and we're just going to get better and better. I warned you, the powers of hell, those that love evil and darkness, were not going to just sit on the sideline and let it happen. They fought dirty and they won. They used a pandemic. They didn't care how many people died in hospitals from phony and horrible protocols that should never have been used. They didn't care. That was acceptable collateral damage. A million Americans say we can make more. Or we can import more. It doesn't make any difference. You're just a plebe in their machine. And they've been counting on people not having the guts to fight back. So when you look at these cases, the document case, that was a fraudulent setup. The January 6th case, which you can watch the speech all day long. There was nothing fermented about that. And by the way, I watched last week before the verdict, Robert DeZiro making his little speech. And he had those two despicable Capitol Police officers that we now know lied before Congress, but no one's going to go after them. Liars, reprobates, disgusting individuals that sold their souls for political gain and money. The video proves that none of what they said was true. And yet DeZiro brings them out as heroes, but he didn't know how to handle being called out by a real journalist. You know those guys lied under oath. Would you really? And he just got lit. The man is just, well, a buffoon. But we have real issues. And the Trump trial, as important as it was, and the other three that are still lingering out there, as important efforts as they are of a deep state coordinating with the White House. And understand, when Joe Biden said we're going to do everything possible within the bounds of the Constitution, or even beyond it, that you broke a lot of it already in this case, at least three of the Bill of Rights amendments were violated incredibly, very severely. So that's a lie right there, too. But then again, Mr. Biden is a proficient liar and has proven it over his extensive Washington career from the day he got into office. It is the smallest story out there. And I think it's backfiring because the money's being raised and people that would never vote for Trump are suddenly saying, you want to know something? I'm giving this guy second thought. So maybe we'll get a little bit of a reprieve. But between now and January, when there's an inauguration or at least the election, it's going to be a rough ride. And now we are in the month of June. I said the other day in this program, if you're a new listener, you may have missed it. June was one of my favorite months growing up. Where I went to school, school got out in June, not May. A lot of in the South and a lot of places that you got out in May, but where I lived, it was June. And then from there, we had the opportunity. I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house, did a lot of swimming, just had a wonderful time growing up as a kid in the summer. I loved June, loved July, loved August, and then come September back to school and, you know, so much for that, and we'd start all over again. June is also known as the month for brides. Weddings, you know, I think back, you look over in my lifetime, how many high school sweethearts got married in June after graduation and they're starting their jobs and careers. June was one of the most popular months for weddings in the United States and the world for that matter. June had one day set aside for fathers and May had one day set aside for mothers. Two very important functions in our society, mothers and fathers. They're being delineated and being minimized by this evil society and government today, as is raising of children in a godly home. That's being pushed aside as well. But now June has been co-opted. June has been stolen. June has been stolen by the homosexual community. The rainbow, God's symbol of not destroying the earth after he destroyed it because of horrible sin, has been stolen by this group. And they, I mean, even the Peacock Network. By the way, if you have that in your home, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Anything NBC, CBS, or ABC, get rid of it today. Don't watch their news. Don't watch their programs. Starve them from being one of the figures and numbers that make the money. Stop watching them. If you have an app on a smart TV set for them, get rid of it. They're pushing a special, how they're gay animals. Don't you know that homosexuality is completely normal? Even the animals do it. Can't you see? Can't you see? It's all nonsense. And they push this on children. Why should a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old care about human sexuality? They're too young physically and mentally and emotionally to even conceive of the concept. But no, evil reprobates and demon-possessed people want to push this on kids because they're sick, they're evil, and need to be treated as such. Why are things like believing that life begins at conception, why is there such a war against this? Saw a story the other day. And, you know, while we're busy discussing all that's going on with the Trump trial, and people will continue to talk about this for weeks, here's a story that nobody is paying a whole lot of attention to. Once again, it goes back to Letitia James, the attorney general for the state, the corrupt state of New York, using the power of her office to censor anti-abortion pregnancy centers because they tell women about the option of using progesterone for abortion pill reversal. Despite saying that she supports a woman's choice, the only choice that attorney general approves is killing a child in the womb. She's a Moloch worshiper. That means infanticide and child sacrifice. You are dealing with demonically possessed people that are into recycled paganism. And if you go against their paganism, their pagan religion, they will come after you to destroy you. Thankfully, the Alliance Defending Freedom is suing on behalf of the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. Letitia James and her Democrat Party, who believe that Moloch worship is one of the most important things that must be enshrined in our Constitution, the infanticide, the killing of babies in the womb. The only difference between Moloch's infanticide and today's modern infanticide, in the age of Moloch worship, A woman was told, if you sacrifice this child, you'll have a great life. Life will be easy. It'll be more enjoyable. You'll be blessed by killing and sacrificing this firstborn. And they would gather with the firstborn little children and infants, and they'd fire up the Moloch god till it was red hot and burning, and they'd place the children in the hands of this burning idol, and they'd be just destroyed and painfully burned to death. And what were these parents and people doing? Dancing around this burning god, singing and chanting to drown out the sound of the baby screams. That is how evil these demons were. These ancient gods were nothing but demons demanding worship. Today, well, we're very clinical. When we tear a baby apart in the womb, we don't have to hear the screams anymore. Yet we still get all the same benefits of Moloch worship. We've killed a child or two or four. Some women have had four and five abortions. Their conscience is seared. There's no redeeming value left in them. They're so broken. And we are being told that this is one of the most important things the Democrats are pushing for this November. More baby deaths. And so Letitia James wants to shut down anybody that is trying to save the life of an unborn. Letitia James ran really on a platform of destroying all things decent, all things Christ-like. And if you're a conservative, and most important, if you're a Bible-believing Christians, you are her target. Have you ever noticed the FBI? Let's tell you what. I'm going to save this till the other side of the break. I've got a couple of stories here that I really need to share with you. I didn't want to get too much into the politics, and I may not even have as much time to get into some of the junk about Pride Month that is going to be forced on us for the next 4 weeks. But we're going to talk about it from time to time, and also what you can do. This radio program has been on Radio International Shortwave almost 4 years. We've been out there as a podcast the same length of time. We're heard on numerous platforms around the world. Airtime on shortwave is not cheap. I do this program. I'm retired, so I am not paid to do this program. This is not my job. The money we raise keeps the program going. Airtime, expansion, even looking into some additional airtime and also platform. And now we are on Conviction Radio. We're excited to be there. A great place to be. ConvictionRadio.com. ConvictionRadio.com. And we're excited to partner with them. And they're new, and I'm just praying that this medium grows. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. But we do need your help financially from time to time, especially as we are now in the month of June. We got through May, and really to stay on WTWW requires your help. We've cut back a little bit on the number of airings that we do on WTWW. We had to. And we hope that we can continue what we do have. There are two ways to support us financially that are very easy. Number one, you can go to the website Truth. And you use the numeral or number two ponder, truth to ponder. It's not the word two, it is truth, the numeral two, ponder.com. Truth2ponder.com. You can find out where the program is heard, how to hear it. And also you can find how to support us using Give, Send, Go, a Christian organization that processes your giving online. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie. C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E. Chilhowie, Virginia. and the zip code in Shilhowie is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Shilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
You can't go overboard enough. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Cahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift in a moment. Peter saw the Lord from the boat and he went overboard. I mean, literally, he stepped overboard. But was he going overboard? Not really. Even though it looked like he was going overboard, not really. He was perfectly in God's will. He was stepping out in faith with his eyes on the Lord. Now, often when you're about to step out in faith for God, it might look like you're going overboard, and your friends and family might come up and say, you're going overboard now. But you know, you can't go overboard for God. You can go overboard for what you think is God's will, but it's not. You can go overboard for an issue in the Lord, or that which is not really God, or a doctrinal bandwagon, or an issue you have with people in the Lord, or an idea, or a project, or a movement, or a cause. But you can never go overboard enough for God. Rather, it's when we put other things above God, that's when we're overboard. Now, you can go overboard with idols, but not God. Because of this fact, see, God is God. God, by definition, is the one you go all out for. God is the one you go crazy for. In fact, you go all out for. So you can never go overboard enough for God. It's when our passion is not on God first. That's when we're going overboard. When we are dead in God, that's overboard. It's a funny thing. People go crazy at rock concerts and the world thinks it's fine. People jump up and down at football games and the world thinks it's fine. But you start going crazy for God. They say, oh, now you're going overboard. There's only one thing you can't go overboard enough over, and that's God. That's why it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. In other words, go crazy for God. Go all out, full blast, all the way, full speed ahead. You see, step out of the boat and go all out, because in God, the only way to go overboard is to not go overboard enough. Want more? Ask for The Balance of Balance on CD. Now, the free gift for you. What if you discover the place, the lost Ark of the Covenant? Well, a newly discovered awesome ancient mystery, just as awesome, The Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. It's yours free. Plus, Sapphire is your daily spiritual vitamin supply. You're going to be blessed to keep you strong in the Lord. So how do you get these gifts free? Easy. Just remember Yeshua, Jesus' real name, and you dial it. That's it. So to receive your free gifts, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. Now, the Jewish people brought you the blessings of salvation. I invite you to join with me to bring it back to them. Bless those who blessed you and reach the unreached peoples from all over the world. It's amazing. Shortwave radio, it's awesome. Farthest way you can ever spread the gospel. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct. The nice Jewish boy, Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. It's the nice Jewish boy. It's Box 1111. It's in Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Till next time, this is Jonathan Cahn saying, Shalom Aleichem. Go overboard, my friend. Peace be to you in Messiah, Yeshua Tenu, our salvation.
Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Monday edition of Truth to Ponder, our first episode during the month of June, which is Pride Month, which is really Pride Cometh Before the Fall Month. As we allow our society to celebrate the things that God condemns, and church bodies, so-called Christian church bodies, agreeing with all of this and falling in line. I saw last week a symbol of such within the Episcopal Church and others that I'll get to in just a moment. Before I leave this one thought we had in the first segment behind, two things came to mind that I wanted to share with you. And I was thinking about it during the break. I can remember back, it was probably late December of 2020, maybe it was January of 2021. Somebody that listened to the radio program was sending me all of these video clips that I just had to see from some great prophet of God. This guy was just a known prophet, and I needed to hear the words that he had to say, and I wish that I had the audio clip with me today. I don't. But I can remember it like it was yesterday. talking about how God came to him at night in a vision. And he saw this sea of blue turning into a sea of red, and not to worry about the election, that Donald Trump would somehow be in office on the 20th of January of 2021, and not to fear because God had given him a revelation, and now send me some money. And I remember playing that audio clip from that video that the guy had put out to share with the audience, that you got to be careful with some of these new apostolic reformation types that believe that they are now apostles and prophets, and yet over and over and over again they make these false prophecies that never come true. And what happens to these people? They just reinvent themselves. They come back and they, you know, pretend they didn't say what they said. I can remember working for a ministry that I will not name. 2015, I was doing the editing of a radio program. And they had as a guest on that program this prophetess from Chicago, or was it Charlotte, North Carolina? I can't remember. And I had an uneasy feeling as I'm listening to the interview with this person via phone. And my spirit is saying, you know, run, go, get out of here. I mean, it was something that felt really evil about it. And a couple of statements were made that I will never forget. Now, I want you to remember, this is April of 2015. April of 2015. And this particular individual talking about the year 2016 came out and said that Jesus came into her bedroom to give her this vision, that we had to be prepared. And we had till the end of August, not a day later, the end of August. And if you failed to prepare by the end of August, it was going to be too late. That was what God told her. You had till the end of August of 2015. End of August 2015 to prepare, or it was going to be all over for you. Did that prophecy come true? Did Jesus come in 2016? Did Barack Obama declare martial law, as also was stated by others, in 2016? None of it ever came true. But these prophets and prophetesses and what have you, they're still out there raking in the money from people that are deceived. Well, ran into one of those, how do I put it politely, Lord, clowns? Would that be a nice way to put it? Julie Green is the associate pastor at the Faith Family Fellowship and head of Julie Green Ministries. And she has declared herself multiple times to be a prophet, that God gives her inside super secret knowledge. And you need to listen and support her. Now, this story goes back, a little while. It goes back to several days before the case went before the jury in New York. And she had put out this video clip, I think it was like about a week ago. And she made a prophecy. And I want you to listen to what she said. She was predicting the outcome of the trial. Listen carefully to what she says.
Breaking news will be heard that will rattle the enemy's camp. Innocent. This ruling will be heard. The case has fallen apart. Their last-ditch effort did not work for President Trump. They cannot put him in jail now as the last indictment falls apart. Watch how things dramatically take place to stop your election and my David from taking back the seat of the president. But your enemies cannot stop the freight train coming against them, because it's me, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, you can get mad at me for what I'm about to say, but church, it needs to be said. This is spiritual buffoonery at best and blasphemy at worst. This individual declaring herself to be a prophet or a prophetess or whatever the case may be, she distracts from the true mission of the church. It's all about her and a false prediction. She predicted the New York jury would find and acquit, and Trump would walk free. And the freight train that I've set against you, and this is, did you listen to all this spiritual nonsense? Thus saith the Lord. She has proven herself a false prophet, according to Deuteronomy 18:22. And the failure of this prediction, like so many others out there, confirms her status as false prophet. Those that are new listeners to this program, I speak against this a lot. There's a lot of buffoonery out there in Christianity designed to sucker you and away from your credit card and your checkbook and your savings. I don't do that. Number one, there are several things that I just do not want to do and do not feel led to do. Number one, I sell no products on this program. In other words, I don't have any prepper supplies. I don't have any books or DVDs. Someday that may change. Someday I may find something you need to get, but I'm not going to try to profit in making sure you can get it, if that makes any sense. It's something I really don't want to do. I don't want to be in the merchandising business. Number two, there is no paywall here. This program airs on radio, it airs as a podcast, it airs everywhere for free. Though I do ask you to support us so we can continue to pay for the airtime, I don't play games by having everything behind a paywall. I think that is just an anathema to Scripture. Anybody that does that, I think that it is wrong. The Word of God, the teaching of the Bible, should not be behind a paywall. When you're doing this to reach those that are unreached, that need to learn about Jesus Christ. I pastor a small church. It's something that I'm doing in my retirement. Came out of retirement to start a small mission. And you can view our services online at no charge. There's no paywall. I know a ministry that if you want to hear the news, if you want to hear their opinions, or even worship with them, you got to go behind a paywall. And you got to put up a credit card. I don't ever remember the apostles going out there, "We have good news, now pay up and we'll tell you." That is an anathema to Scripture, and I don't do that. I won't play that game. Look, I'm not saying that having certain products or things available to listeners is a bad thing. I just don't think it's something that I really want to get involved with this ministry. I am more concerned about getting information to you so you can look at this world today in light of the Scripture and recognize we are living in some precarious times. And I really believe it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. And the reason that I believe that, now we may get a reprieve. I mean, I'm not going to make any predictions, but let's say the election this year in the United States, you know, kind of puts the brakes on for a little while on some of the nonsense that is going on out there regarding transgenderism, regarding pushing homosexuality in the schools. I don't think that's going to stop no matter who gets elected. I don't think that's going to really be stopped. It may slow down. It may get off the headlines for a while. And by the way, thinking that one party can fix everything. Number one, I remind you again of what the psalmist David said. Do not put your trust in princes of the sons of men. In other words, people, leaders, politicians, I don't do that. I mean, I do vote, don't get me wrong. And my philosophy on voting is very, very simple, really cut and dry, with one additional codicil. Number one, whoever I'm voting for cannot be a threat to my faith or my church. They cannot be giving me any grief, zero. Number two, they cannot pose any threat to my family and the way our family is raised. Number three, they absolutely cannot be coming after and destroying our financial ability to survive as a family. Faith, family, finances. They have to be a no negative impact. And then I add one more, and it comes from my deeply held faith. They must be pro-life. If they are even slightly pro-abortion, if they're pushing for it, if they believe in a woman's right to choose, I will not vote for them because they are Moloch worshipers and they are dead in the brain. They're spiritually dead. And if they claim to be some kind of a good Catholic and they believe in a woman's right to choose, they're fakes, phonies, and frauds, and they will burn unless they repent. That's what the Bible says. For anybody that claims to be a follower of Christ, to look at the issue of abortion as not important, or I don't want to hear about it, put your head in the sand. It is a vital. It really tells you the darkness of somebody's soul. If they can say, I'm a conservative, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that, it's all about their money. They don't care. They really, really don't care at all about life. It's all about them. It's a very narcissistic viewpoint. There's a term you're going to hear a lot from me if you're a new listener. Recycled paganism. Recycled paganism. And we live in this day and age of atheists and what have you, and enlightenment and science and trust the science, which is political science, which is what you got to trust. But paganism is alive and well. It's just reinvented itself. It just looks a little different, acts a little different, but it's the same demons doing the same thing they've always been doing, deceiving. The biggest issues of today can be wrapped up in things like, well, abortion is Moloch worship. Moloch, the god of infant sacrifice. Then we have another thing that has reared its ugly head over the past decade, and it's exploding, and it's being celebrated along with, you know, Pride Month, and that's transgenderism, pushed in the White House. Yeah, it's wonderful. We affirm you. It's a freak show is what it really is. It's mental illness at best and demonic possession at worst. That's the goddess Ishtar, which was also a demonic god. The goddess Ishtar could turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man. Sound familiar? But now we're enlightened. We do it scientifically with medical science. And those that we butcher and destroy can never reproduce, and the level of suicide and depression among them is just phenomenal. It's just off the chart. That part they never tell you. So you have Ishtar worship, Moloch worship, and then the other one that they beat you over the head with all day long, climate change. Man-made climate change, CO2. That 0.04% of the Earth's atmosphere that's heavier than air somehow is destroying the planet. Even though in times past when that concentration was vastly higher and the Earth was greener and warmer and lusher and produced better food, somehow that's a bad thing. And nobody ever talks about sunspots and solar storms and what the sun is doing that impacts our weather and our climate immensely every day. We ignore that. And we do exactly what is forbidden in Romans chapter 1. We begin to worship the creation and not the creator, the creature, not the creator. And this is Gaia worship, worshiping of the planet. The planet is a god in and of itself to be worshiped and adored. Our government leaders, many of them, far too many of them, and literally an entire political party, serves these three and other demonic spirits. That's what they are, demonic spirits. Moloch, Ishtar, Gaia, and corporations, in order to be appeasing, they jump on board. Even family-friendly Walmart. But how many of you just do your shopping at Walmart? I need to remind you of something. Walmart is doubling down. in its decision to embrace and celebrate Gay Pride Month. The nation's largest retailer posted on its Instagram account, not just a slogan, Pride Always is a reminder to lead with love, or is it really lust, but love. And we see that they are pushing their Gay Pride fanny packs and a whole bunch of a Gay Pride collection beyond gender. And it says, tote gay. This is Walmart. You know, Target has been doing it. Other retailers, JCPenney's, all these companies have been pushing and pushing and pushing in this direction. They're about to look, this idiot that in charge of marketing at Cracker Barrel try to get them into the Gay Pride thing to have all their, you know, rainbow colored rocking chairs. And they can't understand why people are not coming and why their sales are plummeting. But then again, it is deception. It is delusion. They're buying into all of this. They're trying to normalize and push and celebrate sin. And what does it get you? It gets you destruction. God will not be mocked. God will not be mocked. God will not be made fun of. God will not be disobeyed. God promises judgment to those that go against his law, his word, and those that are in open rebellion. Entire states in the United States and provinces in Canada and nations in Europe are standing in opposition and cursing an almighty God. Their day of reckoning is coming. And all I can hope for is just a temporary reprieve. Will this be the Great Tribulation? I don't know. But I can give you a pretty educated guess. We're coming into a time of intense tribulation. The world has seen that many, many, many times. And it's not going to be comforting. In the early days of the church, Christians died for their faith and were hunted down like you know, rabid dogs and killed for sport. Christians are once again in the target. You know, this phony president we have here in the United States, brain damaged, addle, corrupt. I know they have enough over him, so he has to do what he's told. He serves the spirit of Antichrist, not the spirit of God. I don't care what he says. His own actions betray him. And here we are in the Pride Cometh Before the Fall month. We'll be talking a lot more about it. Mentioned a story the other day. You may have missed it. Comes out of Maryland, where a federal judge ruled that families cannot excuse their children from all this gay stuff. Even in, we're talking kindergarten, first and second and third grade. It is now mandatory that your child in a public school in Maryland, if they want to push the gay agenda on your first, second, and third grader and kindergartner, that you cannot stop it. How low can we go before God says enough is enough? And we, like many nations before us, pay a terrible price. You would think that businesses, when it comes to what Walmart is doing, would have learned a lesson or two along the way. You know, what happened with Target has taken a big hit. Bud Light is still fighting for its life after embracing Dylan Mulvaney, the fake woman. You know, basically he's a gay off-Broadway actor that had no income during the pandemic and decided to get a bunch of followers and make a lot of money pretending I'm a woman. Then he got companies like Wells Fargo, Levi Strauss, and they're not going to scale back at all their LGBTQ celebrations. And even Walmart plans to sell merchandise. I hate the term merch. I'm so sick of, oh, we have merch. We have merch. I think that, would you grow up and use the English language and stop with this silliness? It's not merch. It's merchandise. Come on. Oh, we have merch. Every time I see that, I scroll past. I don't deal with that. This is just insanity, craziness. And Walmart is going to be selling their merchandise, not merch, merchandise, including onesies that say, I love my two mommies or two daddies, and proud love. God will not be mocked. These days are coming to an end soon. We'll talk about this week on the program. I've got a lot of other stories that are a little bit deeper, but I just wanted to kind of start this month off. I wanted to make my own, I really am not going to talk much about any of the trials and tribulations of Donald Trump, because there are plenty of other sources out there, and excellent sources, I might add, that do a better job in explaining the law than I can. It's obvious that it was all politically motivated. It's obvious these are Stalinistic show trials. It's obvious that it could backfire. And maybe we get the reprieve. Church, if you get a reprieve, let me ask you something. If you were to get a reprieve for a few months, maybe a few years, would you use that time to share the gospel and be prepared for the times that are coming? Many churches won't. They're too into themselves. They don't care about what they need to be doing for the world around them. They're too busy trying to survive. If your church is too inwardly focused, it is of no earthly value. The Bible didn't say, go ye therefore and hide in a building. It said, go ye therefore and preach the gospel. And too many people will not answer that call. Oh, we have a lot to talk about. And normally this program, if you're new listening, I try to have some, you know, audio cuts to share a lot more than I did today. But I just wanted to share these. By the way, one last little quick story. Even formerly trustworthy organizations like the Campus Crusade for Christ, they've been in a liberal drift too. There are a lot of Christian ministries, and they're trying to adapt to the spirit of the age with the LGBTQ issues. They fired two employees after these employees voiced concerns about the group's stance on being too accepting of the LGBTQ agenda. We have a problem. Entire church denominations are apostate. They have cursed and spit in the face of Christ. The Episcopal Church's new logo is now all rainbow and trans. Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, same thing. United Methodist Church has just voted to jettison any sense of morality, effective at the end of the year. United Church of Christ, I can name so many. And even within some Baptist churches, there is trouble. Are you ready for the times that are coming? Part of this program is to prepare you and your church. And by the way, if your church is not abiding by what the Bible teaches, then it's time to get out of that church. We'll talk about that too this week. If you believe in our mission and ministry, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. Truth to ponder, not the word, truth2ponder.com. You can support us by mailing a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia, 24319. Visit the website or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia. Zip code in Chilhowee, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.